Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We have many items in our broadcast this time. First of all, the latest solar activity report from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia. The IPS advises that solar activity has now fallen again. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 75, that's 75, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 13, that's 13. So those figures are quite low, and the solar activity seems to be fluctuating from week to week now. The current sunspot cycle number 24 is not now expected to finish until about this time next year. That's year 2018. So in the meantime, it just means that reliable propagation will not happen on the higher frequencies during darkness or semi-darkness periods on long-haul paths. That's on channels above about 14 megahertz. And those conditions for worldwide reception will remain reasonably constant in the immediate future. So we have some notes now concerning monitoring propagation, as noted here in Melbourne in Victoria. We're moving through our spring period now, which began on the September 1, and it's still reasonably cold in the morning here, which means that propagation is good on the lower frequencies where we get darkness transmission from Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. It's the summary I made recently between 1830 and 1900 in the 31 metre band. Quite a number of signals audible. They included the following. 9310, that's Diwa Radio, broadcasting from the Yudorn transmitting facility in Thailand in the Pashto language. That is an IBB transmission from Washington. And 9320, another frequency for Radio Diwa. This is from Kuwait, and that's also in Pashto, same program as on 9310. And on 9380, All India Radio, the national network. Just up from there, 9390, Radio Thailand, broadcasting in Thai to Europe, the African area, and the Middle East. And 9410, the BBC from Dubai in the UAE, in English. 9445, another frequency for All India Radio, this time the English General Overseas Service. And the Voice of Turkey, in Turkish, on 9460. And China Radio International from the Serik Albania relay station in French. 9490, an interesting frequency for Radio Cairo in Egypt, broadcasting in Italian. And 9500, Radio Romania International with its transmission in Romanian. 9525, the Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta, in German, broadcasting to Europe. And 9555, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia from Riyadh, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9560, another frequency for China Radio International from Beijing with its Russian programs. And yet another CRI frequency is 9600 from Beijing in English. And the third frequency is 9645, broadcasting in French, CRI, from Kunming. 9670, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting the liturgy, that's in Latin and Italian, to Europe, Africa and the Middle East, from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting site. And 9675, another frequency for Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Turkish. We'll come back to our monitoring survey in just a moment after some news. Ammonia. The Ammonian Public Radio appears to have extended or expanded its broadcast on shortwave in recent weeks. Our European monitors report that the station has been heard on 9580 from Yerevan with 100 kilowatts, antenna direction 125 degrees to Western Asia from 0829 with programs in Armenian and signing off at 0837. Now another frequency for the station noted in Europe has been 7520. This is heard between 0940 and 1005. Again, 100 kilowatts, 125 degrees in Armenian. And that appears to be a change from 9580. And comes on the air again, according to our monitors, at 10:30 and signing off at 11:10. We also have test broadcasts of the station on 7320 and 7520. Between 0230 and 2100 on 7520. To Western Asia in Armenian, and 0929 to 0942 on 7320 in Armenian to Western Asia. And the test frequency of 7520 continues to be noted in Europe between 1400 and 1430 in Armenian. The Transworld Radio India is also using the relay facility in Armenia. From Yerevan. This is on 12055 between 1245 and 1445. This is with 300 kilowatts, 100 degrees, 100 degrees antenna to South Asia in various languages. And also Transworld Radio India via Yerevan on 9410 between 1430 and 1445. To Southern Asia in English on Saturdays only. So those were some notes from our Eastern European monitors of the broadcast of transmissions from Armenia from the transmitting site near Yerevan. Interesting reception also noted in Europe of Reach Beyond Australia, that's the Australian station here in Western Australia, religious station, from Kununurra up there, and it broadcasts on 9720 with 100 kilowatts, 305 degrees, between 1300 and 1430 to Southern Asia in English. Radio Bangladesh has been noted in Europe by our enthusiasts there, our monitors, on 13580 from Dhaka, between 1745 and 1900 to Western Europe in English, that's 250 kilowatts and 320 degrees. Now, also from our European monitors, we note China Radio International on 11620, broadcasting from Xi'an with 500 kilowatts, 073 degrees antenna, that's 073, to Eastern Asia in Japanese. And unfortunately, it's using the same frequency as All India Radio from Delhi, with its South Asian service in English. So interference there from those two signals on the same frequency at the same time. Overseas monitors in Europe also report Far Eastern Broadcasting Association radio via the Trincomalee relay station in Sri Lanka. Good signals on 9775 between 1415 and 1428 to Southern Asia in English and local languages or Asian languages on Mondays 125 kilowatts, that's 125 kilowatts transmitter power, and 345 degrees antenna, that's 345. Radio France International has been heard on a new frequency in Europe. The frequency is 17815 from Issoudun in France, between 1200 and 1230, with 500 kilowatts, antenna 198 degrees to Western Africa in local African languages, Mondays to Fridays, and that frequency replaces 15275. And new station, or new program actually, it's called HIT AM, by the lower power relay station at Nauen in Germany, broadcasts on 6045 between 0800 and 0900 on the second Sundays of each month. It's 125 kilowatts and 240 degrees antenna to Central Europe and Germany. And the Deutsche Wetterdienst on two frequencies in parallel noted in Germany, 2000 to 2025 on 5905 in German, and the same time period 6180. And that's extremely low power, only 10 watts, and that's a sort of a semi-local broadcasting station there. And Adventist World Radio via the Trincomalee relay station heard in Europe, between 1830 and 1900 on 15155 to Central Africa in English, transmitting power 125 kilowatts, 125 and antenna 255 degrees, that's 255. Now, the continuation of our monitoring survey made here in Melbourne recently in the 31 metre band between 1830 and 1900, frequencies noted include the following: 9710, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in French. 9730, the Voice of Vietnam from Hanoi in German. 9775, Radio Romania International, also in German. 9800, Radio Cairo in Egypt, broadcasting in Turkish. 9835, closer to home, Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, relaying one of the FM media domestic services in Malay. And 9870, the station broadcasting from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia in Arabic. And 9885, an interesting frequency use, the Voice of America, using the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican, broadcasting in French to Europe and Africa. And 9965, Radio Free Asia, until closing at 1900, broadcasting from the Marianas Islands, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9910, the Philippines Broadcasting Service from Tanang in Tagalog and Filipino, that's the broadcast intended to the Middle East. So good reception in the 31 metre band here in Melbourne between 1830 and 1900.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.